Welcome to AgriPulse Newsmakers, where we aim to take you to the heart of ag policy. I'm your host, Hannah Pagel. This week's show might look a little different as we bring you a special edition taking a look at the mental health challenges facing farmers and ranchers across the country. And we'll be joined by American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall for the conversation. According to the National Rural Health Association, the suicide rate among producers is more than 3.5 times higher than the general population. The reasons for that disparity are perhaps as diverse as the agricultural operations that spread the countryside. In recent years, farmers and ranchers have faced challenges ranging from extreme weather events to financial hardships due to fluctuating commodity prices, labor shortages, trade disputes, and many other factors. Since most farms are family operations that can span many generations, modern producers can face pressures beyond simply keeping a business afloat. The heritage and legacy of the land can also weigh on their minds. When faced with more and more challenges, mental health can often take a backseat for producers. During today's show, we will dig into the conversation around the stigma of mental health in rural areas and the services available or in need of expansion to those who need help. Zippy Duvall is a Georgia farmer and serves as the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau and many other agricultural groups have worked to drive home the importance of mental health awareness in recent years. Duvall says it's an issue common to many farms across the country, including his own.
I would say in my lifetime, through my career as a farmer, all the highs and lows, and especially during the 80s, I probably experienced a lot of stress and mental stress. At that time, it was a different time and nobody talked about it, you know. But lately, in the last few years, I lost my wife, which was something very personal after a long battle with cancer. That was very, very difficult for me as an individual handle. And I thought I could handle anything, but if you bottle things up inside of you long enough, it becomes very detrimental to your health and the ability to do your job each and every day.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to seek out resources to help you overcome your grief by losing your wife?
Well, I think after it bottled up inside of me, I actually was at a meeting. I'm not sure which meeting it was. I think it was the Commodity Classic, and had a person want to interview me and do a podcast. And in that podcast, something surfaced about what I had experienced with my wife, and I was, 2 months out from her passing. I thought I was handling it really well, and when he asked me a particular question, it was like I couldn't control it. All the emotions inside of me just broke loose, and I got very emotional. But the more emotional I got, the more I talked about it, the more pressure seemed to come off of me. And I discovered right then, maybe I need to be talking about this more. And as I started talking about it, my friends played a major role. And, some of them would come and visit. Some of them put me in the truck and just ride around. And it was a tremendous help. I didn't have to go get any professional help. But a lot of the things that I experienced are things we're asking everybody to consider now, just like last month in Mental Health Month. We ask people, just drop a note to someone, write a little note to them that you think may be going through a difficult time, or go get them and ride them around in a pickup truck, or just give them a phone call and just lend an ear, because basically that's what my friends did, is they just gave me their undivided attention and let me talk through it. Not really giving me any advice, but just giving me somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Why would you say mental health is important to talk about, particularly in rural areas? Why is that important?
Well, if you look across rural America, there's so many challenges that are facing our farmers, whether it be, now interest rates going up, there may be financial challenges, market challenges, definitely weather challenges. And then who knows what they're going through personally, like I went through myself. So there's a wide wide variety of things going on in rural America that's challenging our farmers and ranchers and their friends and neighbors around them. That it is time for us to talk about and make more people aware of mental stress and mental health, and also try to get rid of the stigma of what these farmers are going through, and tell them it's okay to not be okay, as long as you talk to somebody and seek out help, depending on what level of stress you're going through.
We'll be right back with more mental health conversations with Deval right after this.
Regenerative poultry production is a process by which nature can actually recapture and restore the energy that is being taken out of a space.
Farm Credit helped Rahi build his dream of regenerative poultry farming and encouraging fellow immigrants to find community in agriculture.
Nothing beats a farm. I'm just pursuing happiness.
Learn more at farmcredit.com/beginning.
Farmers are always there for each other. We shed tears together. We celebrate together. But we also grow together. Farm Bureau is the largest general farm organization in the country. We have the farmers' back. If you're a farmer and you're not a member, we would welcome you into our Farm Bureau family. And if you want to know more about agriculture, come be part of this great family.
Welcome back. Farmers are very prideful individuals and typically draw a great deal of strength from the success of their operations. But American Farm Bureau President Zippy Deval says a mindset change will be needed for rural America to improve its mental health.
I remember when we first started down this road, someone says, you know, we can start having a really good meeting with a group of farmers on the county level and talk about stress, you know, and talking about, you know, how we might help each other. And then some older farmer stand up and say, nope, we don't talk about our feelings. We're tough. You know, nobody expects a farmer to complain about anything. We just had to suck it up and go on. And it just kills the conversation. We need to do the opposite. If you wipe that conversation away and someone leaves that meeting and doesn't help their neighbor, doesn't lend an ear, or them personally lock it up inside them tighter, who knows what's going to happen to that person in the wee hours of the morning when they're stressed to the guilt and their mind is just being influenced by that pain and that stress. So we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. Just like I said, it's okay to admit you're not okay. And our farmers and ranchers have got a tremendous challenge in front of them just producing the food and fiber for this country, and the additional population is coming on. And all that responsibility comes down on our shoulders. And it is a national security issue because we can feed ourselves now, but if we can't, and we can't do that if farmers aren't healthy, physically and mentally.
So as you and Farm Bureau have worked on this issue, what is has emerged as one of the biggest needs to improving mental health?
We've discovered that there's a way to approach this that helps incorporate all people to help us achieve our goal of making sure that people are talking about it. We've worked with Farm Credit to take on the Farm State of Mind that was handed to us by Bayer. We've continued that work there and making sure that Farm State of Mind website is out there so that people can get the resources they need, either them personally or for a friend. And then, of course, we continue to work on substance abuse with the Farmers Union organization. We've really worked hard to bring awareness to that and try to help people that's going through depression and anxiety. And then we're one of the few groups that are touching back to our grassroots and getting grassroots involvement. We're teaching them how to recognize the symptoms, and we're teaching them where they can go find resources to be able to help a friend or a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the biggest barrier to generating more support or more awareness on this subject in Congress?
There's so many things that they're dealing with, and we just got to put it on that list of how important mental health is to our farmers and ranchers. continue to talk about how important agriculture is to our economy and our national security, and make them realize that our farmers and ranchers are going through very, very difficult times, and they're carrying the load for this country.
You know, it is a farm bill year. Is there any avenues that can be pursued to generate more support or get more resources in the next farm bill?
I think all the things that's in the farm bill is an avenue to remove stress. Risk management tools that our farmers can take advantage of to make sure that their crop is covered, and if they have a natural disaster or a market disaster, they can get through that crop and get to the next year and assure them that their farms are going to be sustainable for the future, which comes in the Title I program. And then a conservation program where everybody in the world is looking at us to decrease the carbon coming off our land, wanting us to sequester carbon, wanting us to protect the water and the natural resources. We've been doing it for decades, but those programs treat us like partners and give us an opportunity. All of that stuff helps relieve a lot of stress that our farmers would be carrying on their own without that partnership.
President Duvall, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with this week's panel, but first, our Jana Roche Slice shows us where the mental health professionals are and aren't in this week's Map It Out.
Access to healthcare services is critical to good health. But according to the Rural Health Information Hub, rural residents face a variety of barriers to healthcare access, and all are especially pronounced for mental health care. This chart displays counties that are considered mental health professional shortage areas. The communities receive a numerical score from 0 to 25. A higher number indicates a greater need for mental health providers. The purple and blue colors are for metro areas, and the shades of green categorize non-metro areas. As of last September, more than 60% of mental health professional shortage areas were located in rural America. When mental health services are lacking or non-existent, primary care providers are left to fill in the gaps. Telehealth services are also being used to fill the void, but growth of that form of healthcare also underscores the need for expanded rural broadband. For AgriPulse, I'm Jana Roche Lice.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Who's replacing the petroleum and asphalt? You are. Who created biodiesel that increased your income 63 cents per bushel? You again. When you pool your resources through your soy checkoff, you're making sales, you're making breakthroughs that all come back to your bottom line. That's you. That's who. As your soy checkoff, moving soy forward, moving you forward.
It's not as simple just to wake up one day and go, I want to be a conservation farmer. You're changing how your farming practice is done. You're changing your operation.
Farm Credit supported John and Kelly Watley as they shifted to more sustainable farming, improving the environment where they farm and live. Learn more at farmcredit.com/climate.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Newsmakers, where we will continue our conversation on mental health in our panel discussion today. We are joined by Chandler Gould with the National Association of Wheat Growers, Jeff Winton with Rural Minds, and Jeanette Jeffrey with Homeports. And Jeff, my first question is to you. Walk us through why there is such a big stigma around talking about mental health in rural areas.
Growing up on a farm and living in rural America, it's very evident to me that mental health is still much more stigmatized than any other illness. And in fact, it's an illness, but it's not necessarily considered an illness. People readily talk about cancer. They readily talk about diabetes. Now we're talking about COVID, but mental illness is one of the last frontiers that people are comfortable talking about. And I think part of that is not only the historical issue that we've had as a society, but those of us who grew up in rural America know that we were taught to be very independent, to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and not to talk about our issues. And this issue is highly uncomfortable for many people to speak about.
And Chandler, you have been personally impacted by the loss of a loved one who committed suicide. You know, can you share your story and how you are working to overcome your grief?
Yes. 11 years ago, I lost my older brother to suicide. And just as was just mentioned, you know, the stigma around talking about mental health was a vital part of that. And Aaron's suicide, I started to work with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I was on their board of directors and started to do more outreach. And really what I learned is, you know, suicide is preventable. And if we would get where people are more comfortable of saying, I have depression, I have anxiety, which is basically the same emotion, just opposite sides of the coin, and feeling comfortable to reach out to say, you know, I think I need to talk to somebody, we could really reduce the suicide rate here in the United States. But first, we've got to get over this stigma. And I know personally myself, I've seen a therapist two or three times throughout my career and life over situations because I needed a subjective party or an objective party to help me work through and process what was currently going on in my life. And it has made a world of difference for me.
And Jeanette, bringing you into the conversation here, there's been a growing focus on understanding the stigma around mental health. Mm-hmm. From your perspective, has there been any progress made in rural America?
I do believe so. And I think language is also really important to try to destigmatize suicide. And using the word commit suicide, we're trying to move away from that because oftentimes we think about committing something as, say, committing a crime. And we want to make sure that people know that it is not a crime and that there is help that's out there. So die by suicide is a way in which we're talking about suicide now. And also, there is plenty of resources that are available today, more so than ever before, through local extension offices. And so that's one way of being able to connect to the resources that are out there and to learn ways to manage farm stress and to become educated in mental health well-being.
We'll be right back with more from our panel right after this.
Did you know AgriPulse has all your favorite podcasts, including Open Mic, Newsmakers, and Drive Time? Take us wherever you go. Subscribe at AgriPulse.com or on Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts.
Agriculture Future of America is a nonprofit building transformational leaders in food and agriculture. AFA prepares college students to join the workforce as innovative and engaged young professionals who will shape the future of agriculture. Head to agfuture.org to find out how you can get involved.
The Senate and House Ag Committees are busy working on the next Farm Bill, which will cover commodities, specialty crops, livestock, and more. This legislation will impact every farmer, rancher, and rural business for the next 5 years. Make sure you don't miss insights and analytics that only AgriPulse and its top-notch team of well-connected experts can provide. Register today for a free trial at agripulse.com and click the subscribe button or email us at pam@agri-pulse.com. You don't want to miss this Farm Bill coverage.
Welcome back. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould says to make an impact in rural America, mental health experts will need to recognize the unique needs of producers.
Making sure we have unique professionals for farmers and ranchers to reach out to. We know a lot of the stress, and I agree with the previous speaker that we say died by suicide, is a way to look at this. But a lot of it comes down to financial things that are happening in farming and ranching. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, which puts farmers at higher risk, is the fact that, you know, many of them get paid once a year when your crop is ready, when your calf crop is ready. You know, they don't get a monthly paycheck like the rest of us. And so when you're in a heavy drought year like we are in the wheat industry and concerned about your 1 year payment that's coming to support you and your entire family, the amount of stress that we have out there in the agriculture industry is significant. Having someone on the other end of the phone understand that type of financial stress is also very important. But I think the biggest thing in success, using the extension service, using 4-H, using FFA, starting with this younger generation and making them more comfortable to talk about mental wellness issues is going to be critical. And we need to continue to reach out to that older generation. But just as was said, you know, in rural America, you're taught to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We can still reach these people, but I think really starting this education at the youngest ages possible will greatly benefit us down the road.
And Jeff, you know, we're talking about outreach here. If someone is interested in helping on this subject or getting involved in their local community, what is the best way for them to go about doing that?
Well, first of all, a shameless plug for Rural Minds. Our website, ruralminds.org, has a lot of information that has been compiled specifically for people in rural America. So I would suggest they go there. Unfortunately, just like Chandler, my family was also impacted by suicide. My 28-year-old nephew, Brooks, who worked on our farm, died by suicide a few years back. And at that point, my family made a decision to start talking very proactively about this and in detail that sometimes was very uncomfortable for us and other people to hear. But sharing those stories and personalizing and putting a face on this epidemic, which clearly is a growing epidemic in rural America, is critical. We need to do this work at the grassroots level. Our organization is doing a lot of work with the National Grange right now, which has been around for 156 years, where we're going into small towns that have Grange programs to talk to people where they go for trusted information.
And Jeanette, wrapping up our conversation with you, what advice do you have for people who may be concerned about a loved one's mental health? What advice do you have for them?
Great question, Hannah. Thank you for that. So now we've streamlined the way in which folks can get help by calling 988, and that's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And also, once again, a major plug for going to your area extension. I was trained in Michigan for farm stress management. And when I worked for University of Maryland Extension, we went all over the state and we provided training in farm stress management. University of Maryland, even though I'm no longer with them, they actually are offering free therapy services for farm families. And they'll make the connections either in person or teletherapy. And so as Chandler said, that the funding sometimes is the barrier to getting the health, but the help that's needed, but that there are resources available out there.
Well, this is one subject that we will just have to continue talking about to further break the stigma. Thank you all so much for joining us and for sharing your story. We'll be right back with more AgriPulse Newsmakers, but first, Jana Roche Slice walks through some of the resources available for producers in need of help in this week's Ag by the Numbers.
There are a number of resources to support farmers in distress. Anyone seeking help can dial or text the number 988 around the clock to connect with a crisis worker who will listen to their concerns, provide support, and connect them to additional resources. There are also options specifically for farmers seeking help. 1-800-FARM-AID is a support line for producers under stress. Farm Aid hotline staff are trained to connect farmers with resources that address disaster relief, offer legal help, and provide support specifically for farmers from underrepresented communities, among other things. The hotline is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Online resources are available through the Farmers Union at farmcrisis.nfu.org, the American Farm Bureau Federation at fb.org/initiative/farmstateofmind, and at ruralminds.org. For AgriPulse, I'm Jana Roche Slice.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Who's replacing the petroleum and asphalt? You are. Who created biodiesel that increased your income 63 cents per bushel? You again. When you pool your resources through your soy checkoff, you're making sales, you're making breakthroughs that all come back to your bottom line. That's you. That's who. As your soy checkoff, moving soy forward, moving you forward.
Looking closer, seeing further. That's how we do it. At Curious Plot, we're driven to find what's next for agriculture, animal care, and food. We stay curious because that's what it takes to grow understanding. That's how we plot strategies and tell stories that get results time after time. Marketing, communications, and consulting that look closer and see further. Curious Plot. We can't wait to help you tell your story.
Thanks again for tuning into this special episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers. We'll be back with a new show next week to track the latest developments in farm, food, and rural policy. We'll also be tracking the House and Senate, which are back in session next week to begin a three-week sprint to get things wrapped up before the August recess. In the meantime, you can stay up to date with the latest news on AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Newsmakers, I'm Hannah Pagel. Take care of yourself.
Newsmakers is a production of AgriPulse Communications. For more ag policy news, visit AgriPulse.com. You can also find our new content on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow AgriPulse and our correspondents on social media to get breaking news and more.